Thank you for calling Skaggs RV. How can we help you?
Hi, I was actually just talking to Novell, and I think my phone got dropped.
Help you?
Yeah, Novell, it's Steve. Sorry, my phone got disconnected.
Well, I can hear you, but you couldn't hear me evidently.
No, I couldn't. It's been our servers, like, this past week. It's been hectic. Keep trying to do that all the time. Yeah, so, back to what we were talking about. Yeah, I know you were looking for monthly. That's what we were talking about in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I told you then was, yeah, let's, you know, if you're interested in doing it, I mean, do you have a time frame that you were trying to do this, or it just really wasn't, you know?
Well, I mean, I mean, yeah, I'm looking for something right away, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, what, I guess, I'm just trying to think here.
Yeah, because what,
my situation I've got here is that there's been a lot of folks that have called me, as you can probably guess,
mm-hmm.
and, I found one of the popular things is they like to bait and switch you, and they start you out, they're going to do it monthly, then all of a sudden they get into it and say, oh, no, we're going to do it, we qualify for a daily. Had one guy the other day told me I'd qualify for $75,000 on a daily. I said, are you freaking nuts?
Yeah.
You know, I'm absolutely not going to do another daily, and $75,000 wouldn't even, you know, I mean, that doesn't even draw my interest, you know. Because in my world, I mean, one motorhome is $75,000, so, you know, one, you know, that doesn't do anything for me at all.
So. Sure, I gotcha. Okay.
So,
can I ask? What is it about the daily payments that you don't like?
Well, I mean, for one, the it's hard to control your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I've done daily payments, and that's ridiculous. I ain't doing that no more.
Okay.
You know, and
the thing
not just the payback rate is usually ridiculous,
right? And you know that whole that is all really based off of again, like, you know, a bunch of different factors. And you know that whole thing is that's what I'm here for. I'm trying to get you that, you know, the best thing I can for you, the best program. The thing I was gonna say about daily, because I'm actually, you know, really familiar with that. You know, if you set it up that way, it's a fixed daily payment. So you know exactly how much, you know, is being pulled from your account each day. So I know it's hard to, you know, think about cash flow in that way.
Wintertime, my business, that's a killer.
Yeah.
Now, summertime is not a big deal, but the wintertime, that's a killer.
Okay. And wintertime is coming up here soon, I guess, right?
Yeah. So I got to get my dailies all done before winter because I'm not. We're not going to go that route through the wintertime. Absolutely, you know. Well, I mean, I'm just not going to anyway. I mean, I'm working on three different things right now, and one of them, of course, is an SBA loan through the same company I've borrowed SBA money for my building, and I've got $2 million with them right now, and we're looking at doing a $500,000 line with them through SBA, and it comes in at about, I think he told me it's 6%, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's set up on 10-year payback.
10 years, know? Wow, okay.
You know, so, you know, those are things I'm looking at.
Sure, I gotcha. With that SBA loan, when would you be able to get that money?
Well, he told me, and we've already started sending stuff into him, so he told me usually 30 to 60 days.
Okay. Is that enough time for you to, you know, turn this inventory and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I've got inventory out here. I just want
to know what I want.
Yeah.
Right. Have you sent in any other information to any other, like, anybody else?
Yeah, that's the thing. Unfortunately, we sent some stuff to a company the other day, and they told me they were a direct lender, and come to find out they weren't. They were a broker, and they sent about 15 different people, evidently. And I'm like, whoa. I mean, I got inquiries on my credit bureau now from all over the place, people I don't even know of and heard of before, so.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, the nice thing with us is that, you know, we do our own in-house stuff, and then, you know, if we can get you approved with us, you know, we do have we go through a whole network of other syndicates, but they don't pull your credit. We're the only people that pull your, you know, it's a soft inquiry pull one place.
Then the one guy told me they did soft pulls. I'm like, what's the difference in a soft pull and a hard pull? A pull is a pull, you know.
Well, it's a little bit different. We only pull from Experian. We don't pull from all three. So, I mean, it does check your credit. I mean, it does hit it, but it's not going to be as such a, you know, like a major credit pull like you do when you go, like, buy a car or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the major difference.
Yeah. And then I know some of Dun & Bradstreet. There's been a bunch of them inquire on Dun & Bradstreet, which I think my Dun & Bradstreet showed like there was, I don't know, 5 or 6 new inquiries on it. So, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you want to send me some information on what you think you could offer, I mean, I'll be happy to sit down with a bookkeeper and look it over and review it. But I don't know. I think I just got a bad taste in my mouth right now about some of these things.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from, 100%. And, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, what am I trying to say here? I'm not trying to, you know, backstab you or, like, you know, say something and go the different direction. You know, I'm all up front. I'm all honesty. The whole thing is the monthly payment. I know that's the most important thing to you. And the thing I can say is that, you know, I can speak to my underwriters and, you know, see what they say on that. Because I know you have really good cash flow. Because last time we spoke, I think you said you guys did $6 million last year, right?
Okay.
Okay. Are you guys on track for that same thing this year, or are you guys doing a bit more? Okay.
About the same, looks like.
Okay. And in your banks, do you guys have positive banks statements? Okay. See, that's another big thing too. So, you know, I could always, you know, I could send you the information. You could check us out online. I know some people haven't heard of us yet. We're just a fairly new company, but we are definitely very competitive. And, you know, we do have, like, that's why I was asking if you had sent out other stuff or if you already have offers on other people, because we do have a, you know, I'm sure you've heard this before, but we really do. It's a meet or beat program. So, we actually have, you know, discounts left and right. So, it's a really good, we're a really good bank, and we're really good at what we do. So, I mean, yeah, I could send you some information if you want. You know, you could send me some information. I mean, I won't actually do anything until I know what we can do for you. And then I'd let you know, like, hey, you know, I talked to my underwriters. This is what they said. How do you feel about moving forward? You know, I won't even move forward until let me do that.
If you want to
send
me something, I'll run up by the bookkeeper, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll send it to you about in 10 minutes. What would be a good time for you to for me to follow up with you, Novell?
Well, I'm out of the office all day tomorrow. Probably, just guessing, maybe Friday afternoon sometime. Friday morning I'm going to be busy. We got set units up for a concert here in town, so I got to be out there Friday morning. So probably Friday afternoon sometime.
Okay, Friday afternoon. Is this the best number to call you on?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a good email for you? I thought I had that.
SkaggsRV@AOL.com.
SkaggsRV@AOL.com. Okay. And another question, too, just out of curiosity. When you're thinking about, you know, doing this capital loan type thing, were you looking to, you know, set up like a relationship type of thing to do, you know, things over the next couple of years with the same bank?
If the rate is competitive and you're a real company that, that's, you know, but yeah, I mean, I usually deal with relationships.
Okay, absolutely, because that's what we are too. We're a 100% relationship-based bank. One transaction is not going to keep our doors open. That's not how we do business. We like to do things for a very long time with the same people. So that's another thing I was bringing up, because, you know, you actually, the longer you are with us, the more let's say opportunities and programs open up more availability to you. You know, because you got to remember these are unsecured cash loans, so it's very risky. You know, I mean, we've had people sometimes, we give them these cash loans and they go buy this equipment and they never pay us back. You know, they take all their money with them, we never hear from them again, and we lose out on all that money. So, I mean, that's what you're dealing with, is unsecured. So, you know, it's a very, very risky thing, and that's why we like the relationship, and so that's why a lot more programs will open up with you in the future. So, yeah, I'll definitely send you this information, and I will follow up with you, like you said, and we'll go from there. And check us out on, check us out online. I mean, we have some really good stuff. I mean, you can check out some of these other, you know, these other banks that claim they are real companies. Go check them out and then compare them to us, and then you'll see the difference.
All right? Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks,
Nabil. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.